Today's daf was Yuma Daf Samach. We began the daf by discussing the concept of Kol Dovar Shenas Mitzvah So in Molin Bo, that once something already has its mitzvah already done with it, it's no longer subject to Me'ila. So the Gemara said, is that really true? What about Trumas HaDeshen? After the Deshen is removed from the Mizbeach, it still has to be Nigdash Shem because it's still subject to Me'ila, even though it's already Nasas Mitzvah. So the Gemara had said that no, maybe it's a Shnei Ksuvim Abad Kechot. Exactly which Shnei Ksuvim, which two places do we find something that's Nasas Mitzvah So that is still subject to Me'ila is not so clear. The Gemara first thought maybe Big Dei Kuhuna, but that only fits according to the Shita that holds that it's Ton Geniza, that it actually is still subject to Me'ila, not according to the other Shita. So then the Gemara suggests maybe Egla Arufa would be the Shnei Ksuvim Abad Kechot. But even then, there is one Shita that holds Shnei Ksuvim Abad Kechot is not enough. If you want to say that something is an exception to the rule and cannot be learned to call it Torah Kula, you need Shlosha Ksuvin Aban Kechad. So the Gemara says it must be that there's a special miyut over here to tell us specifically in these cases by the Trumas Deshem, by the Egla Rufa, that it's still subject to Mila. But typically speaking, something would no longer be subject to Mila once it's already Nasas Mitzvah. So the Gemara in the Tesam Beis had quoted three different shitos as to what the Pasuk is that teaches us that the Dam of the karbanos of the par and the sayer are not subject to me'ila. So the Gemara says, why would I need three different psukim? The Gemara says, one is to tell me dam is not subject to the isra me'ila. Another is to tell me it's not subject to the isra of nosar. And a third to tell me it's not subject to the isra of tuma. So the new mishnah in Samach Amud Aleph tells us a rule that kol ma'aseh yom kippurim ha'amurim al haseder im hikta ma'aseh lechavero lo asaklum. We've been learning all these mishnayos about the seder HaAvoda. Seder is very important in the Avoda. If you go out of order in the Avoda, so then the whole Avoda is invalidated, and you need to go back and make sure you put it in the proper order. That's true on the Avodas of Yom Kippurim. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that has a Machlokas. Which Avodas is that true of? Is that true of any Avoda that's done wearing the Big Day Lavan? That as long as Kohen Gadol is wearing Big Day Lavan, the Seder is critical? Or is it no? Is it only those Avodas that are done wearing the Big Day Lavan and are Bifnim? Everything done Bifnim is obviously the Big Day Lavan. You can't wear the Big Day Zav Bifnim, but you need both. It needs to be the Big Day Lavan and Bifnim in order for the Seder to be Ma'akim. Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara has a cryptic machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. At first, we're not sure if they're even arguing, but according to one approach, the Gemara says that they're arguing whether Shvicha Shirayim is also Ma'akev, meaning whether the doing the Shvicha Shirayim in the proper order is, whether doing it at all is Ma'akev, doing it in the proper order is Ma'akev. That maybe if a person does an avoda that's supposed to be done after Shvicha Shirayim, before Shvicha Shirayim, maybe that would passel as well. And then the final discussion on the daf is if Amar Rabbi Chanina Ketores Shachafna Kodem Shchitaso Shalpar Lo Asa V'lo Klum, that if a person takes the Kohen Gadol takes the handfuls of the Ketores before he shechs the par, that's also invalid. So the Gemara just points out that wait a second, I thought that that only things that are done with Big Day Lavan Bifnim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Seder is Ma'akev. This isn't done Bifnim, this is done Bachutz. It's with Big Day Lavan, but it's Bachutz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should that be Ma'akev? So the Gemara says, no, Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami, that since he's taking the handfuls of the Ketores for the burning of the Ketores Bein Abadim, the Lefnai V'Lefnim, so therefore it's considered like an Avodas Pnim.